the respiratory virus, RSV, across the country. The virus has led to a 40% rise in the number of young children attending hospital emergency departments compared to previous years. Latest figures also show that there were 439 confirmed cases of the virus in the first week of November. We can talk now to Dr. Scott Walken, Mayo GP and clinical lead for infection control with the Irish College of General Practitioners. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
So, good afternoon to you, Brian.
So those are the figures, and I presume that's very much reflected in what you and your colleagues are seeing in your practices every day.
Yes, there certainly has been an uptick in the presentations of respiratory symptoms, both to GPs and also to hospitals. That's certainly something that's been quite evident in recent weeks.
And why do you think you're seeing it particularly in children, a 40% rise compared to previous years?
Well, RSV is a virus. It's a common winter virus, and we see it rise every winter. But the last 2 years, of course, have been a little bit different because of lockdowns and because of public health precautions. What has happened is that there are cohorts of children being born who have not been exposed to RSV for a few years. And because of that, what it means is that when they do meet RSV, then the levels will tend to go up. It's predominantly a virus that affects younger children. And of course, younger children, a lot of their life, or sometimes all of their life, will have been lived during lockdown periods.
So the hope then would be that this would be a transitory peak or spike, and in due course, as children get exposed to the virus, develop their immunity, the numbers will come down.
So RSV will peak every winter, but I suppose the hope will be that there won't be as high a peak in future winters, as you rightly say, as people have some exposure, as kids have some exposure to the virus previously.
Yeah, another consequence of the pandemic. But at the moment, what's the impact of all this on GP services, on primary care, and indeed on hospitals?
Well, our RSV and other respiratory infections are certainly keeping GPs busy. I think your listeners will be aware that it can be difficult to get an appointment with GPs. And actually, most people with RSV and most kids with RSV won't need an appointment because I suppose when it has a name like RSV, it'll sound a little bit scary because it's unfamiliar. But RSV for most people will cause a head cold. So most people with head colds can go to undertheweather.ie, for example, or can get advice from their pharmacists for help in managing respiratory symptoms. A small percentage of people will get more serious illness, of course.
And in what circumstances would you be saying to parents they should consider a visit to the GP?
So parents generally are very good at identifying when their kids are ill. And the kind of things that they will look for will include, you know, a persisting fever, which doesn't settle down, and particularly if it's persisting despite the use of pain relief, like paracetamol or ibuprofen. Children that are very lethargic and drowsy, that's always a worrying sign, particularly, again, if it doesn't settle with pain relief. And if there was any difficulty with breathing, shortness of breath is a concerning symptom. Or kids, younger kids in nappies, if their nappies are very dry. So they're the sorts of things that will always cause parental concern. And in those circumstances, it is very reasonable. I think every GP would be very happy to see those sick children.
And in other circumstances, parents and indeed adults who become infected, they can expect the symptoms to pass what, in a number of days, in a week?
Probably a little bit longer, probably maybe a week or maybe a little bit longer. So a week, 10 days, something like that. And it is important, actually, we still need to be careful with respiratory illnesses. If we're sick, we do need to stay at home until we're 2 days symptom-free. That's the current public health advice. And to make ourselves feel better, again, pain relief, paracetamol, Nurofen, Brufen, those types of medications.
All right. Well, some good advice there for all of us. Dr. Scott Walken from the College of General Practitioners, thank you very much for that. The British Chancellor of the Exchequer,